This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft has named Randy Groom Executive VP and calls him just the right fit to continue building and expanding Piper's market share across all model lines and to take Piper's customer experience to new levels of performance. The U.S. Department of Defense has informed companies interested in bidding on the KCX aerial refueling tanker contract that if EADS formally expresses an intention to compete, the bidding deadline will be extended. GE Aviation says it plans to create an electrical power R&D center near Dayton, Ohio. Projects will include work on electric aircraft, ground vehicles, and marine applications. Navworks says it expects FCC approval shortly for an ADS-B transmitter, which will be offered as an upgrade to its receive-only radios and also integrated into a new transceiver. Frasca International says it has received FAA Level 7 qualification on its Bell 206B flight training device. The U.S. Coast Guard has expanded deployment of the HC-144A Ocean Sentry to the world's busiest air and sea rescue unit, Air Station Miami in Florida. The Navy will demonstrate the Green Hornet, that's an F-A-18 Super Hornet powered by a 50-50 biofuel blend, on Earth Day, April 22nd, at Naval Air Station Patuxent River, Maryland. Airmen from the RAF's 13 Squadron are preparing for operations in Afghanistan later this year by training with the U.S. Air Force at Nellis AFB. The British unit's CO, inexplicably, complains about the weather in Nevada. And Roger Easton, the father of GPS, is finally headed for the National Inventors Hall of Fame. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Kate Hannai of Flyers Rights tells us just how close we are to an airline passenger's Bill of Rights. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.